Have you ever thought about what is happening on the other side of the world? How is it even possible that there are actual wars for territories, religions, and human rights, and we don't know about them? Today, give me 5 minutes and let me introduce you into the Eastern conflicts. Firstly, it is important to understand some concepts that we tend to confuse. For example, being Arab has nothing to do with a religion. It just refers to someone who lives in a country where the official language is Arab. Secondly, Islam is a religion that divides in Shiites, which are the smallest group, and Sunnis, the biggest one. Their difference sets on the successor of Mahoma, the last prophet. Thirdly, a Muslim is a person that practices Islam. And finally, jihadism is a neologism used to name the most radical and violent branches of Islam, who tend to use terrorism for a holy war in name of Allah. It could be said that the most famous Eastern conflict is Israel-Palestine. Their opposition dates back from the year 135, when Jews were expelled from their lands by Palestinians, who were also expelled by Arabs. After the First World War, Palestine became an independent state, formed by Muslims and Christians, but it not lasted much because after the Second World War and the Nazi Holocaust, part of the Palestine territory was given for a Jewish state, Israel. Israel was not well received by Arab countries and involved in many wars, which ended up taking more Palestine territory. Against this, the Palestine Liberation Organization was formed and made many acts against Israel, as the Intifadas, which called worldwide attention. Since there, the whole world tried to reach peace between these two governments, but it is impossible for reasons such as Israel's settlements in Palestine, the government of Hamas, group considered terrorist, in the Gaza Strip, which is Palestine territory next to Israel, and their fight for Jerusalem, holy city for both, and both wanted to be their capital. Reason why, it was a disaster when the US government moved their embassy of Israel to there. A related conflict is in Lebanon, which not only has a civil war due to the distribution of power to each religion, but also became part of the Israel-Palestine conflict, for having a great part of Palestine community in its country, therefore suffering an Israeli invasion. In this situation, Syria entered as an arbitrator to gain power in the region. But the conflict will not end until the fight between Israel and Palestine stops, adding two countries to the fight. Even though Syria wants to have power in the region, it also has its own civil war due to the highly violent, repressive government of al-Assad, a Shiite government supported by Iran, also Shiite, and Russia, against many different groups. Many are jihadist ones, as the famous Al-Qaeda, and others also supported by the United States, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and the Kurds. Reason why both have a lot of resources and the war cannot reach an end. Maybe you notice I named the Kurds. But who are them? They are one of the largest ethnic groups in the world that do not have an independent state and claim for it, supported by Russia, reason why they have leftist ideas, but also many internal problems, and their territory would be in Iran and Iraq's biggest oil reserves, reason why they are a problem for the whole world. It could be said that we already have an overview of Eastern conflicts. We can observe that any of them escaped from international influences, highlighting the presence of the United States in each one to create allies and powers in the region and afford oil. We can also distinguish the strong relationship between religion and politics and how people defend their religion with their life, aspects we are not used to see here. Finally, the thing all the conflicts have in common is a great number of people escaping to other countries as refugees, therefore needing external help to survive. An unbelievable number of deaths, great violence, and lack of human rights, factors that turn all these conflicts into a worldwide problem.